The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said that the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon me, the most in this world, will be closest to me on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode. So today our topic will inshallah be discussing Jahannam, the horrors of Jahannam, the punishments of Jahannam, which are those acts that lead us towards Jahannam, and how can we save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. So remain seated with us. Many of us heard about Jahannam, but I'm sure very few of us really know that what will actually happen in Jahannam, the various punishments. Allahu Akbar. And indeed, they give a person goosebumps, and it causes, you know, the hair to raise, and it causes the body to shiver and the heart to tremble when we hear about the horrors and the frightening situation of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So remain with us, inshallah, for this beautiful topic which we are going to discuss today. And I feel it is important. It is from amongst the farz ulum, the necessary knowledges and the basic knowledges that you need to know about your deen, about your iman. And one of those things is the knowledge of Jahannam. We need to know about Jahannam. What is Jahannam? So it is important for us to know all of this. And inshallah, we will be discussing this. So remain with us. But let's take a short break here to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the voice of our Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib At-Tari. Subhanallah. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will discuss our beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e janana, ae jalwa-e janana, aaka
sham-e-risalat hai.
کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ دل بن میں خانہ میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو
پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نا روشن ہے دل نوری کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ، تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا
پروانہ،
تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا،
جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. What a heart touching kalam written by سیدی حضور قبلہ مفتی اعظم ہند مولانا مصطفی رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرضوان، the blessed and beloved son of سیدی و مرشدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. And indeed this is such a kalam which I'm sure it's on the tongue of many youngsters, many children. They even know the tune and the words of this kalam. Khate hai tere dar ka, peete hai tere dar ka, pani hai tera pani, dana hai tera dana. Allah Allah Allah. And look at the words Huzur Sayyidi Mufti Azra Hind uses. Indeed beautiful words in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har phool mein bu teri, har shama mein zo teri, بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ. اللہ اللہ اللہ. And in this kalam he actually refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to shama'i risalat hai. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are, shama'i refers to a candle, or you can say a lamp, a light, that you are the candle of risalat, of prophethood. Means you are the candle and alam tera parwana, the entire universe is your parwana. And parwana are those fireflies. Whenever there's a light, then they move around that light. And in the end, they move so much that they just kill themselves moving around that light. So in other words, he's trying to say that the entire creation moves and evolves around you, because you are the base of the creation. You are the base of everything. And everyone feels like just sacrificing everything on your blessed name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the love which our predecessors had in their hearts for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the love as Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan had, and his family, the love they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have that love in our hearts. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we said that we will be discussing this topic of Jahannam and the horrors of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Miswar bin Makhrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, out of the intensity of his fear, he would not be able to listen to anything from the glorious Quran. Even when a single alphabet or any ayah was recited before him, he would scream and fall unconscious. And then he would not regain his consciousness till many days. This is how much fear he had, that he could not, even listen to the words of the Holy Quran. Either it was regarding punishment or, maybe the horrors of Jahannam or anything. He couldn't listen to these words of the glorious Quran, and he would fall unconscious. For many days he would remain unconscious. Allahu Akbar. So one day, a person from the Khas'am tribe approached him and recited the blessed Quranic ayahs of Surah Maryam. Allah Allah. And these ayahs are Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Allah Allah Allah. Translation from Kanzul Iman. on the day when we shall assemble the righteous towards the most gracious, towards Rahman, as guests, and drive the guilty towards hell, thirsty. Allah, listening to this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ah, I am from the guilty people, and I am not from the pious people. O the Quran reciter, recite again." When he recited again, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu let out a scream, and his soul departed from his body. Allah, Allah, Allah. This was the amount of fear our predecessors had in their hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the horrors of the Jahannam. Allah, that the Holy Quran has mentioned that, you know, the righteous people will come in the court of Rahman, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those evildoers, the guilty, they will be taken and driven towards hell while they are thirsty. And this was indeed a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was his thought? That I am not from the righteous, I am from the guilty. And out of that fear, he left this world. Allahu Akbar. This was the lesson which our pious predecessors had given us always. You would never ever find a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or one of those people who have a great personality, never crying or not shedding tears when they hear about the punishment of Jahannam, the horrors of Jahannam, or the punishment of the grave, or the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always start crying because they consider themselves that yes, we are the sinful ones, we are the guilty ones. No matter how pious they are, we know how pious they are, we know what a high status they have, that our ibadat, our worship, our acts are not even close to what they do in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, the amount of humility, the amount of ajizi they have, that you know, they are the sinful ones. Allah, it's time for us to take some lessons from these people. We perform a little ibadat, we do a little good deeds, and we feel that, you know, no, we are very big people, and we are very respected, we have done a lot of ibadat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must learn from these pious predecessors that no matter whatever rank you have, always know that yes, you have a lot of sins and you are just depending on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the same way, when Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu intended to go towards Syria, then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu begin weeping, begin to cry. Seeing him weeping, the family members were also in tears. So he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while relating the reason of crying, he said, "Neither am I weeping due to the fear of death, nor due to your love," means the love of his family. "Rather, I'm weeping due to this blessed saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," this blessed ayat. And then he recited ayat number 71 of Surah Maryam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah, Allah. Translation from Kanzul Iman. "There is none amongst you who shall not pass over hell. This is an obligatory affair binding upon your Lord." He says, "I believe that I will have to pass through it too, but I do not know whether I will be successful or not." Allah, Allah. Means we have to pass over hell. We have to cross the bridge of Sirat. But I don't know if I'm going to be successful, if I will be able to pass the bridge of Sirat. And the bridge of Sirat is so thin, it is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword. And the believers will pass across the bridge of Sirat according to their ranks, their deeds. Some people will pass across it like a bolt of lightning. Some people will pass across it like the speed of a fast horse. Some people will pass across it like the speed of a running man. And some people will crawl and drag themselves. And the kuffar and disbelievers will drag themselves over it, and they will cut and fall into Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us safe passage over the ridge of Sirat and over Jahannam, because indeed we are not able to bear the punishment of Jahannam. That is why we all make the dua, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, ya mujiru, ya mujiru, ya mujir. And we say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujir. O Protector, O Protector, O Protector. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Al Hazrat says, "Pul se utaro rah, guzar ko khabar na ho. Jibreel, par bichaye, to par ko khabar na ho." Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may it be such on the day of judgment that when it's our turn to cross the bridge of Sirat, then Jibreel alayhi salam places his blessed wing under our feet, and then he takes us swiftly across the bridge of Sirat in such a way that even his wing does not even know that our sinful bodies are present on his park and blessed wing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We have learnt about Jahannam, the ayat which discussed about Jahannam, that for the kuffar, there is Jahannam. You know, many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ulaika ashabun nar, that these are the people of Jahannam, hum fiha khalidun, they will stay in there forever. They will reside, they will abide in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. So let us learn little about Jahannam. What is Jahannam? What are the punishments in Jahannam, etc. Jahannam is an abode which symbolizes the boundless wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no limit to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, there is no limit to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in Jahannam, the punishments which a person will observe and witness, the torments a person will go through, is something which, you know, the human mind can never ever comprehend. We can never ever understand. We can never ever think about it. And it is definitely something which nobody can bear. Not even for, you know, the thousandth part of a split second can anyone bear the heat, the fire, and the punishment and the torment of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, the pain, the suffering, the difficulties which are in Jahannam is something which the human mind cannot comprehend and understand. That's why everybody should always ask for refuge from the fire of Jahannam and ask for one to be protected from the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned in a hadith sharif, a blessed hadith, that when a person sincerely seeks refuge from hell, then Jahannam itself requests Allah Almighty to grant that person refuge. Ya Allah, this person is asking refuge from me. He is asking you to protect him from me. Ya Allah, grant this person protection and grant him salvation from me, which is the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah. Many places the Holy Quran has warned us to stay away from those acts which lead us towards Jahannam, and also ordered us in many places to fear the fire of Jahannam. In order to educate us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often ask refuge from the fire of hell as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that personality who is perfect, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not even, you know, a possibility a sin will be in his book of deeds. Because indeed he is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all prophets alayhi wasallam are ma'asoom, they are innocent. There is no sin in their account. And on top of that, he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed he is the owner of Jannah. There is not even the slightest possibility of any sin being in his account. But to teach this ummah, he would still ask for refuge from the fire of Jahannam. To teach that if I am Nabi, I am the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am asking for refuge, then O my ummatis, you all should also follow the sunnah, and you all should also ask for refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The flames and ignitions of Jahannam will be as high as huge mansions. When leaping into the sky, the flames will seem like a caravan of yellow camels. We know that in the world, whenever, you know, we have a fire, we need to put wood, we need to put something in the fire to ignite the fire, to make the fire increase. And in Jahannam, if you want to know what is the fuel of Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam, in the Holy Quran has mentioned this, that the fuel of Jahannam is human beings and stones. Allahu Akbar. That is how the fire of Jahannam is going to increase. That when the human beings, the sinful people, the disobedient people, the disbelievers are put in Jahannam, then the fire will increase. And likewise, the stones, the idols, which the mushrikeen worship, when they will be put in Jahannam, that will also cause the fire to ignite. Allahu Akbar. The fire of the world is only one portion of the 70 portions of the fire of Jahannam. The lowest form of punishment in Jahannam is that a person will be made to wear shoes of fire, which will cause his brains to boil like a copper pot boils. way copper pot boils on fire, na, that is how the brain of a person is going to boil because of wearing the shoes made out of fire. And this will be the least punishment in Jahannam. Allah, 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 Allah. This person, when he will go through this punishment, he will assume that I am facing the worst punishment. There is no punishment worse than this here. Allah Almighty will ask him, if he had the entire earth, would he exchange it in return for refuge from this punishment, from this torment? So he will reply in the positive that yes, if I had the entire world, I would give it in exchange just to save myself from this punishment. Allah Almighty will say that when this person was in the spine of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, then all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him was to do one thing, that to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never do kufr. Don't do infidelity, don't associate partners, don't have any disbelief. Just believe in the oneness of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and have the beliefs of Islam. That's the only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, but he did not listen. Allahu Akbar. What color is the fire of Jahannam? It is mentioned the fire of Jahannam has been fueled for 1,000 years until it became red. Then it was fueled for a further 1,000 years until it became white. Then it was fueled for another 1,000 years until it turned black. At the moment, the fire of Jahannam is completely black and dark, and there is no sign of light. Hazrat Jibreel Islam took an oath to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the doors of Jahannam are opened even equivalent to the point of a needle, little bit, the doors of Jahannam are opened, then all the people on earth will die due to the intensity of the heat. Allah, 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 Allah. Today the sun goes 35, 37 degrees in South Africa. That's the maximum it goes to. In some places, yes, it goes to 40, 42, 43 in the world. That's when we start shaking, we start shivering, we become uneasy, you know, we don't know what to do. Jibreel as-salam took an oath and he said, Ya Rasulullah, if the doors of Jahannam are opened equivalent to the size of a needle, the tip of a needle, the people of the world will die due to its heat. What will be the case and the situation of that person who will be in the fire of Jahannam? Allah. Then Jibreel as-salam swore an oath and he said, if the warden of Jahannam had to appear to the people, then all of them would die due to his fierce appearance. He also took an oath and said, if one linkage from the chains of an inmate of hell had to be placed on a mountain, it would tremble, not being able to withstand its intensity until it would ultimately sink deep into the farthest earth. That's how heavy one linkage of the chain of the inmate of hell will be. Allahu Akbar. The fire of this world is so intense that, you know, nobody can stand next to fire for long. We can't, yes, when it's cold, we stand next to the fire, but there comes a time where, you know, we move our hands, we move our body. We can't put our hands inside the fire of this world. The fire of this world only we can't bear. How will a person bear the fire of Jahannam, which is 70 times and even more than that, it is multiplied compared to the fire of this world. Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty alone knows the depth of Jahannam. How deep is Jahannam? It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that if a pillar of rock is thrown into Jahannam from the edge of hell, thrown into the pits of Jahannam, then even after traveling for a distance of 70 years, it will not reach the bottom of Jahannam. Whereas in the world, if a person throws a ball from the heights of the sky in the morning, then by evening the ball will reach the ground. In other words, the distance between this earth and the skies is a distance of one day. And in the Hadith Sharif it's mentioned that if the pillar of the rock is thrown in Jahannam from the edge of Jahannam, then for 70 years it will keep on falling and still it will not reach the depth of Jahannam. Allah, 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 Allah. Jahannam has numerous abysses, levels and wells. There are certain dungeons in hell from which hell itself seeks refuge more than 70 times daily. Jahannam itself is asking for refuge from that pit in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. There are many torments which the kuffars will face in Jahannam. The angels will beat them with such heavy iron rods that if one rod has to be placed on this earth, all the humans and the jinns together will not be able to lift that rod off the ground. With that rod, the angels will hit the people and will punish the inmates of Jahannam. There are enormous snakes and scorpions in Jahannam. The scorpions are as thick as the necks of camels, and the snakes are more venomous than can be imagined. The stings and bites are so venomous and painful that the pain and effects felt from it will last for 1,000 years. The inmates of hell will be fed water which is as hot as oil and which has been boiled to its highest intensity. When they bring the water close to their mouths, the intense heat will cause the skin on their faces to fall off. This boiling water will be poured over their heads. When they are thirsty, the pus that emanates from the body of the inmates of hell will be given to them to drink. They will be fed thorny fruits. And the foul smell of these fruits will be so intense that if one piece of it has to fall on this earth, it will disturb the entire cycle of humanity. When they are hungry, then these people will be given, the inmates of Jahannam will be given these fruits to eat. And when they eat it, that the thorns will cause it to be stuck in the throat. And when it gets stuck in the throat, they will start, you know, suffocating, and they will start choking. So they will beg for water. Give us something to put these thorns down so these thorns can pass by our throat. They will be given such extremely hot water, which will then cause the skin on their faces to fall into the water. And when they drink this water and the water reaches the bowel, it will then cause the intestines to disintegrate and flow out of the body. Allahu Akbar. They will rush towards the water like exhausted camels run around in search of water. In the intense heat, when the kuffar become weary of the punishment, they will consult one another. Now when the kuffar are in this punishment, they will now ask one another, what should we do? So then they will decide that, let us call out to Hazrat Malik alayhi salam, who is the gatekeeper of Jahannam. They will say, please ask your Lord to end our lives so that we may be spared from this punishment. Hazrat Malik alayhi salam will not reply to them for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years pass, he will say, do not call out to me, call out to him whom you have disobeyed. Allah. They will then call out to Allah Almighty with his merciful and compassionate name. Again, for 1,000 years, they will call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reply to them for 1,000 years. After this time, he will say, be off, remain in Jahannam, and do not call out to me. Allah, Allah, Allah. At that time, the kuffar will shriek, and they will start screaming like donkeys, and they will cry so bitterly that deep scars will start forming on their faces. They will cry rivers of tears. And when the tears are no more, they will then start crying blood and pus instead of tears. There will be so much of blood and pus that the ships would be able to sail in them. The inmates of Jahannam will be so hideous that if one inmate of hell has to be brought to earth, all the people on earth will die due to his repulsiveness and foul odor. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These are, you know, just this is just some description of the fire of Jahannam. This is just some, you know, understanding of how the fire of Jahannam will be, what will be the situation in Jahannam. But trust me, it is far beyond this. It is so horrifying that our human mind can never ever comprehend, because we have never ever witnessed something as horrifying as this. Allahu Akbar. The faces of the inmates of Jahannam will be twisted and disfigured to such an extent that the upper lip will stretch over the top of the heads, and the lower lip will hang over the navels. The appearance of the kuffar in Jahannam will not be the appearance of human beings. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings in the best of shapes, the best of molds. So if the human being shape is the best, so that cannot be used for the people of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Another reason which ulama ikram have mentioned is that the shape of the human being, the appearance of the human being, is the example of the appearance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how can this shape and this appearance be used for the inmates of Jahannam? That is why the appearance of the people of Jahannam will not be like human beings. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Finally, the kuffar will then be placed into caskets of fire, equivalent to their heights. And a lock made from fire will be placed onto the casket. Then this casket will be placed into another casket of fire with fire in between it. This too, the second casket will also have a lock placed on it made out of fire. Then it will be placed into a third casket of fire, and in between the two caskets will be fire again. And then it will be locked, and then it will be thrown into the depths of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When every inmate of hell who is in the casket, when he is put in the casket, he will assume that he is the last person who is left in Jahannam. And this will be the most intense punishment, and it will last forever. Allah, Allah, Allah. When the people of Jannat enter Jannat, all the people of Jannat, and all the people of Jahannam enter Jahannam, Allahu Akbar, then death will be brought forth on a bridge between heaven and hell in a form of a ram. All the dwellers of Jannat and the inmates of hell will be summoned. The Jannatis will fear that maybe they will be removed out of Jannat, and the inmates of Jahannam will think that they have received refuge from Jahannam. Then they will be asked that, do you all recognize this ram? And all of them will reply that yes. They will confirm that this ram is death, death itself. The ram will then be slaughtered. An announcement will be made that death is no more. O dwellers of paradise, remain in paradise forever. And O inmates of hell, death is no more, so remain in Jahannam forever. Allahu Akbar. The dwellers of paradise will, you know, be overjoyed, and they will be very happy out of, and they will, you know, start showing the happiness, and the inmates of hell will be devastated with sadness forever. Nas'alullah al-afwa wal-afiyata fi d-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us, and may He pardon us with His mercy in this world, in the hereafter. Ameen, 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 bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the intensity of Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. For a moment a person cannot bear the fire of Jahannam. And, you know, this is the troubles which a person will face in the fire of Jahannam. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And every person should always, you know, think that the actions which I am doing, these actions can lead me towards Jahannam. There are thousands of actions which we do, disobeying parents, backbiting, lying, missing our salah. We didn't even discuss those actions in detail, those actions which will lead us towards Jahannam. But every person knows about the evil actions, the bad actions which you are doing, which can lead you to Jahannam. So fear the punishment of Jahannam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always make dua of refuge from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to protect ourselves, and always may we have the fear of Jahannam, because out of this fear, inshallah, we will then control ourselves from sinning and from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on every one of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant us abundance of happiness and goodness. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Let's all make the dua again. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujir. Alhamdulillah, we are now towards the end of our silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart and the hearts of your beloveds, because this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of everything, the base of your iman. We hope to see you soon. Be positive, remain positive, think positive, and stay positive. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.